Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, September the 29th, 1985. We trust the service today will be a blessing to your heart. God bless as we worship together. Our choir at this time has a song that they sang a few Sundays ago entitled, Oh, Could I Speak? And we're going to sing again this morning. It's a wonderful song. I thank God for the words of this song as Brother Tom comes to lead them in this. Lyndon's going to come and read our scripture for us at this time. While he's coming up, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. The first one is a word of thanks to the Lord for answered prayer. Mrs. Johnson is in Lexington at her daughter's. She's out of the hospital. She has had a stroke, a slight stroke, and it has affected her speech a little bit. So let's continue to pray for Ms. Johnson as she's down with Nora Lee. This also is a word of thanksgiving. Kermit and Carolyn's daughter, Melanie, in Hawaii, got some good news from the doctor. They thought she had some kind of cyst or something, and they did other x-rays, and it had disappeared. And I know Carolyn and Kermit are thankful to the good Lord for answered prayer in her behalf. Let's be praying this week also for Gray Manis' family and his homegoing. His funeral, I believe, was yesterday. We're thankful that John is with us today, John Baker, who's been in the hospital recently. I know the Lord's certainly brought him out of the hospital. We're glad to see him here today. Also, let's be praying for Pam's sister, Grace Combs. We're glad Jeanette Barker is out of the hospital. Major surgery, and the Lord certainly answered prayer on her behalf, too. Let's be praying for Fred's brother, Harvey Skaggs, who's having a few more problems, and I know God is certainly able to bless and hurt in his behalf at this time. Murdy Caldwell is living now with his brother up at Leatherwood. I had a Bible class with him on the telephone this week. And we hope to get up to see him this week and fellowship with him. Also, Anna Campbell down in North Carolina, let's be praying for her. Brother Baird's wife, who had surgery this past Tuesday, let's be praying for her. Also, Ms. Beck, and let's be praying for Brother White and Ms. White's daughter up at Prestonsburg. When is her baby due? The 10th? Okay. Let's be praying for Joanne and her family this time. Would you come and read our scripture, Brother Linda, and lead us in prayer?
If you would, turn with me in your Bibles this morning to the book of Luke. Our scripture is in the book of Luke, chapter 10. It deals with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Okay, Luke 10, starting at verse 29, I'll be reading down through 37. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise.
Shall we pray?
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this chance to gather here this morning. We thank you for this church, Lord, and for its pastor and for its every member. We thank you, dear God, for this land that we can gather together and worship thee in freedom. We just thank you, dear God, for all your many blessings to us. We realize, Lord, that you're a far greater giver than we are. We just thank you for all your blessings, Lord. We just pray for Brother James this morning, Lord, as he would speak thy word. We pray, Lord, that you would use him and speak through him, Lord, that someone here would feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and would walk down this aisle for thee this morning. We just pray, dear God, that you would help us. We realize that we're weak, Lord, and that you are our strength. We just pray, Lord, that you would be with each one of us and strengthen us each day. We just pray now that you would go with us throughout this service. And we just pray that we could feel you in our midst, Lord. For all these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn to page 374, Loyalty to Christ. Let's stand and sing all three verses, 374. That's page 375, I'm wrong.
There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the King. before our King of hope shall disappear, and the cross the world shall sway. Marching on, marching on, for Christ found everything but lost. Fall and sing beneath the banner of the cross.
If you lead us in prayer, Brother Earl.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Father, for the privilege of coming to your house to worship. We just pray, Lord, that we would all be blessed by having your word put forth to us, Lord, in a way that you would be able to open up our hearts and give us the understanding that you would have us to have today. We just pray, Lord, that the offering today would be used to lift up and glorify the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, that all that's said and done will bring glory to His name. It's in His name we pray. Amen.
You and Fred come to sing for us. Would like to mention one other prayer request. I know I haven't seen Debbie yet, Debbie Hensley or Junior, but I think Debbie is out of the hospital now and is home. Let's continue to be praying for them.
Asked Brother James a while ago what his sermon topic was, and he said, "Who is my neighbor?" I told him we didn't have any neighbor songs, but we'll sing something. I'm kind of homesick for my country, to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. You love on the outside.
I hope that's where you are headed today, is Beulah Land. I hope you have your ticket purchased and that you're ready to go. And the ticket is free. It's already been purchased. All we have to do is accept it. The gift of salvation. Today we want to give a message, and the title of it is in the form of a question. The lawyer came to Jesus, and he had said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, what is written in the law, in the Old Testament? And the lawyer quoted two verses from the Old Testament, from Deuteronomy 6:5 and Leviticus 19:18. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. You know, in one or two places in the Gospels, Jesus quoted these two verses. And Jesus said, on these two hangs all the law and the prophets. So this fellow knew the Old Testament. And but like so many today, in verse 29, the first verse that Brother Lennon read for us, it says, but he, willing to justify himself, said, who is my neighbor? The parable of the Good Samaritan is, I'd say it ranks right up there with the parable of the prodigal son as far as being one of the most familiar parables that Jesus gave. Who is my neighbor? Did you know what? There are many people living out here in Airport Gardens within the sounds of our chimes that play every day. There are many people who are hurting in our area. And it's up to us to do as our key verse says today in Galatians 6:2. It says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. You and I as Christians need to get under the burden of other people who are hurting. They're hurting spiritually as well as physically many times. We need to love others. Our neighbor can be anyone who has a need. And we feel in our hearts that we need to help meet that need. Who is my neighbor? Many times it's not the one who lives next door. It may be someone that lives quite a few miles away from you that you can help. I'm glad today that Jesus loves us. And you and I this morning need to reach out a hand of help to someone else. A few months ago, Brother R.T. preached he preached here in our church on the ninth chapter of Luke, verses 59 to 62, where Jesus said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Verse 61 says, another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. There's not a one of us want to be last. It's just not human to want to be last. But Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I believe here in this parable, Jesus is telling us to open our eyes and see people who are hurting, who are in need. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the covering for our sins. My friend, today God loves His children not for who they are, but for who He is. You know what they said when Lazarus was sick? In John chapter 11, they sent word to Jesus. And they said, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Jesus loves us for who he is, not for who we are. He loves us. He cares about us. And so you and I need to care about others. The Day of the Bread said like this, it's not my love for God, but His love for me that I should be thinking of. It's His love for me. And His love for me should flow through me to someone else. There are people hurting. First of all, we want to look at the man who was in need. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. The 30th verse here of Luke 10. This man was in need of some outside help. This man needed both physical and spiritual help. And too many of us, I'm talking about myself as well as you today, too many of us do not want to get involved in helping another person. We need today to see people through the eyes of Jesus. When Jesus saw the multitudes, it says he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I want us today to see this half-dead man as we ask ourselves, do I want to get involved? Do I want to get involved? The thought for the day in the Day of the Bread one time said, good exercise for the Christian is lifting someone else, lifting their load. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. There are some times in your life and in my life when our burden gets so much, so heavy, that we just can't bear it alone. I thank God for humans. I thank God for people who love us, who care about us. And we need to care about each other. Too many times we don't want to get involved. This man needed help. He was half dead. The multitudes moved Jesus' heart of compassion as well as one individual. We talked a few Sundays ago about the leper. In Mark 1, chapter 1 of Mark, verse 41 says, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said, I will, be thou clean. I like what the book of Philippians says, Philippians 2, and verse 4. It says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, Paul is saying here, don't be too wrapped up in our own things that we forget to look out and see someone else who's a lot worse off than we are. We cannot be our brother's keeper if we're caged in by selfishness. Selfishness. I want you, as well as myself, I want us today to see this man lying there, half dead. Jesus may have even had a man in mind when he gave this parable. He needed help. And let's see what happens to him. In verse 31, and by chains, and I want to stop right here and say this, the Lord Jesus Christ never does anything by chains. It's planned by chains. There came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. If we're not careful, that's going to be our attitude towards someone in need. We're going to pass by on the other side. Too many times we're like this. We're in a hurry going somewhere. I saw a sign in an office one time that said this: the hurrier I go, the behinder I get. If we're not very careful, that's going to be us to a T. The hurrier I go, the behinder I get. We need to slow down. I'm glad they lowered the speed limit to 55. Instead of 70. And so many times it's awful hard to not to push down on the accelerator and go that 70 or 65 or so. This fella, by chance, just happened that way. And when he saw him, notice he saw him. But he was not looking at this man through the eyes of Jesus. He saw him, and he passed by on the other side. Over in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, we have a verse here that says this, actually two verses, verses 17 and 18 of 1 John chapter 3. It says, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. This man did not have time. He was in a hurry. And he went right on by. You and I need to slow down and see people in need. People who are not only half dead, but people who are dead in trespasses and sins. If anyone should have stretched out a helping hand, it should have been the priest, a religious person. Too many of us have a me first attitude. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray. And there sat a lame man, lame from his mother's womb. He never walked. And Peter said, look on us. This fellow, no doubt, in his heart, he said, here's someone who's going to help me. You know what Peter said? He said, silver and gold have I none. This old fellow, no doubt, said within his heart, he might as well go on in to church. You're not going to help me out, Andy. I need some silver and gold. But Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, give I thee. I can't give anyone anything I don't have. Peter said, "Such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And they reached out and took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Instead of that man sitting there at the Gate Beautiful, he now goes in to church with them, into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. They lifted him up. The priest did not have time. He was in a hurry. Well, let's look at another fellow. It says, "And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, passed by on the other side." No time. No time to take time out to help someone. Very few people ever go out on purpose to witness or help another person. They're few and far between. The priest and Levite, two religious people, did not want dirty hands. I've given you all this statement probably quite a few times already, and that's this: a person wrapped up in himself makes a very small package. A person all wrapped up in self makes a very small package. And the priest and Levite, they both walked by on the other side. No time. In order to help somebody this week, it's going to take some time and some energy. I'm glad verse 33 is written here in the Bible. The Samaritans were a race of people that were looked down on. And there are still some Samaritans in Samaria, in Israel. They're about non-existent today. They still, as far as I know, do sacrifices up on top of one of the mountains in Samaria. A certain Samaritan, they, in Jesus' day, were looked down on. They were a half-breed, half Jew and half Gentile. A certain Samaritan. Jesus, in John 4, must needs go through Samaria. You know the story about Jesus and the Samaritan woman. He saved her. And she became a wonderful witness. There were 10 lepers one time came to Jesus. And they said, "Lord, have mercy on us." And Jesus said to all 10 of them, he said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." All 10 of them left. One of them, only 10%, 1 out of 10, turned around and said, "Lord, thank you. Thank you for healing me." And he was a Samaritan. Well, here in Luke chapter 10, Jesus probably causes this lawyer to get red, embarrassed, as he gives this parable. But he hit the nail on the head. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed. There wasn't any chance on this man passing this fellow by. He didn't come that way by chance, as the priest did and the Levite. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. You know, years ago, Jesus, the Good Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where I was in the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit knocked on my heart's door. He came where I was. And he saw me And he saw you. And he had compassion. The good Samaritan here in this parable was not afraid to get his hands dirty. He was not afraid, ashamed to get involved with someone. He came where he was. And he saw him and had compassion on him. I believe this good Samaritan empathized with the down and out. That word means he entered into their feelings. He not only empathized, he sympathized. And he did not just have pity on this man, he had compassion. He had compassion. He wasn't afraid to get involved. Compassion is pity with its working clothes on. You never do read where Jesus had pity on anyone. He always had compassion. He had compassion on them. And so I believe this Good Samaritan is a reminder to us of Jesus, the Good Samaritan. This good Samaritan, in verse 34, it says, he went to him. He came where he was. He saw him. He had compassion on him. He went to him. And what did he do? He bound up his wounds. Half dead. He bound up his wounds. He poured in oil and wine. I like to think of those two things as the oil of the Holy Spirit and the wine of joy. He poured in oil and wine and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn. And look at the last five words of that verse. And took care of him. That's going to take some time if we're going to get involved with someone who is hurting. Are we going to pass people by as the priest did, as the Levite did? Are we going to pass them by, or are we going to stop and help someone? As I said, there are many people out in Airport Gardens that need our help. They're lost. They need the good news of Jesus Christ. They need to know that we as a church and as individuals love them and want to reach down and help them. Jesus said, verse 35, on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest, more when I come again, I will repay thee. And Jesus looked at the lawyer and he said, which of these three? Thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Jesus knew what this man would say. He said, he that showed mercy on him, go and do that likewise. What are we going to do this year as a church? Today, 1 month of our Sunday school year is over. We got 11 more months in 1985-86. We need to reach out a helping hand to somebody this week. People need to know that we love them, that we care about them. I want us to be a good Samaritan this week. To help someone who cannot help you back in return. I thank God for Jesus, who is alive. He is risen. He's not in the tomb. The tomb is empty. I thank God that He loves you today. You may have walked through the door of our church lost. You've never made peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we'd encourage you to make peace with God. Invite Him into your life. And He'll help you in ways you never dreamed of. He'll be within you in the person of the Holy Spirit. He'll be there to lead you and to guide you, to strengthen you, to help you. Father, we're grateful this morning for loving us. Lord, we pray that this week You would help us each one as Your people to reach down a hand of love and try to lift someone's burden. We just pray for this invitation, Lord, that You'd work out Your will in every life present. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Our invitation hymn is 342 if you need the words. Have thine own way, Lord. You may be here as a Christian and need to make some type of decision today. We'll wait here at the front for you. Why not follow the Lord this morning? You'll never be sorry. As we stand to sing, 342. Okay.